Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and I've had a lot of shit jobs in my day. I'm working two jobs now. You might be wondering, are they shit jobs? I would love to answer that question, but I'm not going to, since both jobs still currently pay me. Maybe someday I'll clue you in on whether these jobs are shit jobs. But for now, let's just say they're great fucking jobs. They're sensational jobs. They keep me from living with my mom or my dad. And you know what? They keep me alive. Because if I had to live with my parents, I'd slip my fucking wrists. I'd go the long way, too. You know, elbow to the wrist. Not that pussy, you know, side-to-side shit. You gotta know what the fuck you're doing. Anyway, before I say too much about that, I want to talk about coworkers. A lot of people that go on the radio or broadcasting are huge fucking douchebags. Not anybody in particular. I've been there for 10 years, so people come in and out. A lot of people come into the radio business with big douchebag fucking attitudes. They crack a fucking microphone, and all of a sudden they think they're fucking Howard Stern, for Christ's sake. Fellas, we work in fucking Buffalo. Ease up on that shit. Nobody gives a fuck about you. But in radio, or if you're in a specialized field, all the employees are kind of the same, right? They come from the same background. It's not like that when you have, like, a retail job. I kind of like retail jobs in that regard, because you never know who the fuck you're going to get. It's like a mixed bag. Mixed bag of shit. You always kind of meet some of the best people working those retail jobs. You also meet some of the most fucked up. I'm going to clue you in on a conversation that actually fucking happened. No bullshit. Fucking happened. I was there, for Christ's sake. It happened on the floor of the office store. Not an office. Not in the back room. Not in the parking lot. Not after hours. During a goddamn shift. On the fucking floor. It involved me and two other dudes. One of the dudes was a gay guy. And I only bring that up because he talked about it all the fucking time. And he constantly talked about all the dudes he was fucking. He would fuck any dude. He'd fuck married dudes. He'd fuck dudes with kids. He didn't give a fuck. That guy wanted to lay pipe and push people's shit in. And he fucking got after it. You know, more power to him. Guy knew what he wanted. Other dude, you know, kind of a wiry guy. Worked the furniture. You know, he reminded me of, like, fucking roofer. You ever meet those guys? The grimy guys that are up on the fucking roof all day. They come home and they just want to pound some beers and maybe go out and shit. That guy. This is what we're dealing with here. Flamboyant gay guy, like fucking blue collar, fucking red ass. I want to get drunk tomorrow, probably tonight too. You know, grunge, wife beater, roofer guy, right? And then me, my fucking ass. You know, a motley fucking crew, as it were. Gay guy goes, I shouldn't call him gay guy. I don't want to seem derogatory. He was fine. What are we going to call him? Let's call him Eazy-E. So Eazy-E's like, yo, you guys, you're never going to guess how many piercings I have. And let me tell you right now, all that were visible on this guy were fucking ear piercings. So if you're going to ask me and this other dude, you know, wires, if you're going to ask me and wires how many piercings you have, and I can fucking see two, there's a shitload more that I don't know about, and I probably don't want to know about. I've already heard about you fucking other, your fucking exploits. And I don't really want to hear about anybody's fucking exploits. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're gay or straight or whatever the fuck. I don't really want to hear about it. You know, I don't give a shit about you laying pipe all over the place. Chicks don't talk about that shit. At least not with other dudes. Do they talk about it with other women? Let me tell you, the guys are a pain in the ass with that shit. I don't want to fucking hear it. I don't give a fuck. If it comes up in a natural story, fine. You know, maybe I'm interested, but for the most part, I don't want to hear about your dick. You know, I'm not afraid of your dick. You can do whatever the fuck you want with your dick. I don't want to hear what you're doing with your dick. You know, I got my own dick problems. You know, I don't want to hear about your dick problems. You know what I mean? So Wires, after he's asked by Eazy-E how many piercings he has, says something like, "Oh man, I don't think I want to answer this." And fucking, you know, Eazy-E just fucking blurts out, 9. Just fucking shouts that shit out. So fucking proud, too. Like, he's at the top of the fucking mountain. He plants the flag and just screams out 9 for no apparent reason. He tells us right fucking there on the office floor what the fuck is going on. Boom. 3 in each ear. Belly button. Then know what he says? Know what he fucking says? He says, I wanted to get my taint pierced, too, but they wouldn't do that. Taint? Fucking Wires is baffled. He's like, what? He fucking just blurts out in the middle of the story, it's the fucking taint. It's the space between your balls and your asshole. Fucking. Dude, I thought fucking Wires was going to kick him right in his fucking face. He was so disgusted by that comment. He like fucking yells at him. He's like, I know what the fucking taint is. Why the fuck would you want to do that? Jesus. Why the fuck would you want that pierced? He never answered that question. I don't know why he wanted his taint pierced. Why would you want your taint pierced? His husband's got his fucking dick pierced. Not just once, multiple fucking times. Why do I know that? Why do I know about the piercings of another of a fucking dude's husband's cock? Why do I don't want to know that. Jesus Christ. He's like, yeah, man, he got the Jacob's ladder. You know the fucking Jacob's ladder? Isn't it Jacob's? What is it fucking Jacob's? Real Jacob's ladder? Isn't that thing you fucking fold down and it goes, flip? You know what I'm talking about? I can't fucking explain it. But apparently there's a piercing, the Jacob's ladder, where they just put a whole bunch of fucking rings in your dick. How do you piss with piercings in your dick? It's like filling up a water balloon with holes in it, right? Anyway, if you need me this week, I think I might be going to get my taint pierced. In the meantime, you can send me a tweet at Johnson Hates You. You can subscribe too, so when you get your taint pierced, you can take me along. I'm into that shit.